Well, my first guest today has brains and precision, as well as virtuosity and passion, a mathematician as well as a musician, which means he may just be about able to count the notes as they speed past his eyes. Ivan Illich is here now to play live one of Godofsky's fiendishly difficult arrangements for left hand of the Chopin Etudes, and I think we get a little meditation shortly afterwards. Thank you very much indeed, Ivan Illich, playing live for us. That was a Meditation before the La Chopin Etude, number 13 in E-flat minor, as arranged by Leopold Godowsky. And why was it difficult? Well, his right hand never left his knee. I have to say, throughout, we were keeping an eye on you. For the left hand only. Why did he do that, Godowsky?
I think it was a challenge. I think, like many musicians, he was looking for something to develop his own technique. And those kinds of things never come from the outside inspiration. You have to find them within yourself. There was a story behind it. I think it was his brother-in-law that died in a train crash, and he was trying to get his mind off it. But I think that ultimately he was somebody that just was looking for a challenge all the time.
It is difficult, isn't it? Now, as a musician and a mathematician, can you sort out the left and right-hand side of your brain? And you kept terribly still. Your right hand didn't sort of fidget or wander.
It's difficult to keep calm. That's probably the most difficult part. I would say that one of the things I've been thinking about when working on this repertoire is people talk about the left side of the brain, the right side, the emotional, the intellectual, and I find it very difficult to separate the two. I mean, obviously, in piano playing, there is a cerebral side, and with this music, there is a precision which is important. But, you know, obviously, the emotional content is just as important, if not more so. So I'm very wary of conversations where we divide when having one without the other.
Yes, but come on, you're probably better. Your one side of your brain has probably met the other, unlike an awful lot of us, with your mathematical side and your musician side. Some of us are a little bit, I suspect, more stultified, find it difficult to make that little bridge link.
Well, I find that very difficult as well, actually. That's been one of the biggest challenges in my musical career, in my studies as well, is finding a balance between the two. I think that piano playing for me is a way of being very disciplined and keeping track of things. And I have a personality that is actually very undisciplined naturally. And finding the right balance in piano playing is quite difficult, I have to say, because you have to have a little bit of emotion and you have to communicate something. But if you don't have the precision, it's all for naught.
No, of course. That's the basic architecture, and then you have to decorate it somehow. I mean, but you know, Bach's architecture, I'm sure if he was designing houses or cities or squares, they'd be absolutely sublime. There's no doubt about that. When did music win over mathematics?
When I was doing my studies, it was quite clear to me that that's how I wanted to spend all day. I was never going to my math classes.
Not adding up all those sums.
No, there is something missing in mathematics. It is a challenge, and it is something that idealists tend to like, and I fall into that category. But I guess what's missing is sharing it with others. Mathematicians are famous for being solitary, and I was able to put in just as long hours with music as I was with maths, but afterwards I was able to share that with other people, and that's really probably the biggest reason.
Yeah, just this little picture of you somehow counting all the notes as you're practicing all day and adding them all up at the end and reconciling them somehow with what's supposed to be in the end of the score.
Well, one of the things with Godowsky that's been a challenge and has drawn upon that mathematical side is the fact that the tempi are supposed to be so fast, and so I tend to calculate the percentages and to see how far off I am, make myself feel better if I get half a percentage point closer to the real tempo. But, you know, all of these are mind games, and ultimately a lot of it is psychology, you know, fooling yourself into playing better.
Yeah, well, if you can sell that one, you'd be absolutely fine. Well, you did Music Mass California, University of California, went off to Paris to the Conservatoire, where you won the Premier Prix.
Yes.
Pretty good. And you managed to get the city of Paris to sponsor your first recording.
Yes.
That's a real American in Paris. Five stars.
Well, it's one of these things where there are opportunities everywhere, latent opportunities that people don't necessarily take advantage of. And with the city of Paris thing, there was an open call for young artists of all ilks to present projects. And I don't know. I never found out, but I suspect that there were not many musicians that applied. And so I just had the idea and did it. And I think that's like a lot of things in life. People who just get ideas and go for it before thinking twice usually succeed.
Well, I'll deconstruct that one and think about it. I think it's probably too late to me. Anyway, I'm glad to see you're keeping the French connection up, because you're playing at the French Institut or Institut Français at Queensbury Place on Tuesday.
That's right.
And then Hay and Why.
That's right.
It's not the festival, is it? Are you there during
No,
the
it isn't. I think I'm there before the festival, but it's my first trip to Hay, and I'm really looking forward to going into the...
All those literary types, as you put your tents up, please go there to booths and catch them on the 22nd of April. Well, we're getting another pair of etudes. I don't know how difficult these are, but we'll let you go back to the piano. Your rested right hand and the left one doing all the work. Ivan Illich live in the studio. Wow, thank you very much indeed. Ivan Illich playing Chopin, transcribed by Godowsky, for the left hand only. Quite extraordinary. Two of the well-known etudes, number 2 in D-flat major and number 22 in C-sharp minor. Ivan, thank you very much indeed. French Institute, Queensbury Place in London on Tuesday, Booth, ANY, on Sunday the 22nd of April, and then he's off for a little Irish rampage at Listowel, Hilnalock, Birr, Navan, Holyhead, which is in Wales, Waterville and Dublin. I hope it's Clement and they'll all be thrilled. Thank you very much indeed for being with us. It's coming up to about 8 minutes to 5 o'clock.